Your girl is back to talk to you about a few things. I see we're out there struggling. I see we're out there needing somebody to talk to, so I came back real quick to talk to you. Today I want to talk about something that you're struggling with, and it may be hard for you to admit that you're struggling with this, but I think some of us are struggling with it. Today I want to talk about the art of asking for help. Now, some of us are making mistakes that could be avoided simply because we won't ask anybody for help. Are there any things in your life that you found yourself struggling with, you know, a problem or a task, but you've hesitated to ask for help, or you simply don't know that you could ask for help? Today we're going to talk about the reasons behind our reluctance to ask for help and try and figure out how we can make things be better in our lives or go faster by simply asking for help. A lot of us fear appearing incompetent. You think that if you ask people for help, they're going to think that you're incapable or inadequate, and you're fighting for your life, maintaining this facade of competence, and then that also prevents people from helping you because they're like, well, you know, they seem to know what they're doing. Even though they know they have the solution for you, they figure you're full of pride. They figure, you know, okay, well, let them continue maintaining this facade and then let's see them fall on their face. And this is hurting you. Have you thought about that? Have you thought about all the effort that you're putting into looking competent is actually hurting you when people know that you're incompetent and they just know that you're not going to take the help? So this fear that you have of looking stupid, of looking like a failure, is not helping you at all. And some of us may be fearing rejection or judgment. You know, asking for help usually puts you in a place of vulnerability. I don't know what I'm doing, or I don't know how it's done. Could you help me? And you're afraid that the other person will reject you in some way, say, "Ah, well, they're not good enough. They didn't even know how to do this, so they're not worth the job, or they're not worth the relationship." And then just being vulnerable. I mean, these days, nobody wants to be vulnerable for anything. Everybody is walking out the door, fists up, ready for the world. But asking for help actually means that you have to be vulnerable and admit that you're needing help. So that fear of rejection or judgment is keeping you from asking for help, and asking for help can get you where you want to be. Another thing keeping us from asking for help is our self-reliance mentality, self-reliance and independence. I mean, you hear about it on social media, you hear it in songs, you know, "I don't need nobody, I'm independent, I did this all by myself, don't trust nobody, don't talk to nobody, put your head down." You know, those posts that say, put your head down for 3 months, just, you know, get everybody out of your life and you'll come out the other side bigger and better and a millionaire and things like that. And you need to take that kind of advice with a pinch of salt. Because there are people out there that have walked where you have walked that are ready and willing to offer their support, their help, and sometimes you just need to ask for it. So the self-reliance mentality and the hyper-independence that is being touted on social media and everywhere is making people more lonely, and it's making sure that you don't ask for help and you fumble, make all these mistakes, get discouraged, abandon your projects when you could have prevented that by just asking for help. So, some of you are unaware of the available support that you have because you have this perception that you can never speak to anybody outside of your family if you need help. You can never speak to anybody outside your race if you need help. You can never speak to anybody outside your industry if you need help. Sometimes you simply aren't aware of the resources and the support systems available to you. And how do you find out about these support systems? You ask for help. Your lack of knowledge about where to seek help or the answer to the problem you're trying to solve makes you struggle in silence and keeps you from finding the answer because you won't explore different people that you can talk to about this issue and seek help. And I know it might be hard to be vulnerable and say, I'm needing help with this. And I know you don't want to sit there and air your dirty laundry, quote unquote, dirty laundry, and have people look down on you and, you know, all these reasons that I've stated before. And what you can do is just practice asking the question in certain ways where it doesn't have to have you spill your whole life, spill your guts so you can find out, you know, information about this and that. It could be something like, you know, I've always wondered what investing in ETFs is about. Do you know anything about that? You can pose your question that way as opposed to, man, I'm really struggling with my finances and I'm trying to figure out a way to invest. You know, what do you know? How can you help me? It's the same question. You may be in that boat and you can just generally ask a question about something that you're going through. And sometimes when it's somebody that's close to you, if you do admit and say, listen, I'm struggling financially and I have a little bit of money coming in. I want to find out how I can make that money work for me. Can you help me? Can you teach me? Or do you have any resources that I can use? Sometimes when you open up that way, somebody might then also feel open enough to be vulnerable with you and say, here's a resource. And actually, speaking of money, you have always been good at making more money come in. Can we have a conversation about how I can do that as well? And there you have it. You've established a relationship. There's a new level of confidence in this relationship and you can go on from there. So how can you help yourself ask for help? You're going to have to normalize asking for it and start slowly in your own life. Figure out somebody in your life right now who is not afraid to ask for help. Is there somebody in your life that you know that will pick up the phone and call and be like, hey, I was wondering, you know, I'm looking for this and this thing. Would you happen to know somebody that could help me? Or I'm trying to learn something. Do you actually have a resource? Or I am struggling and I just don't have the time right now, but I'd really like somebody to talk to. Do you have a person like this in your life? Do you realize that you admire them for this strength? And what you could do is just study them and you know, see what it is you admire about it and figure out how you can ask the question yourself. Another thing you should do is reframe your perception. Challenge the notion that asking for help equates to incompetence or weakness. It's not a weakness. It's a proactive step that you are taking towards solving the problems that are in your life. And maybe what you have to do is just highlight the benefits for yourself of what asking for help, what are the benefits of asking for help? If you could pick one situation in your life right now where you're struggling and you need help, what would the benefits be of me asking for help in this situation? You could save money, you could get a good deal, you could climb the corporate ladder, you could improve your romantic relationship. Remember, it's not a sign of weakness, but it's a demonstration of strength and a willingness to learn and grow. It is appreciating the journey of those that have gone before you, and it makes your own life easier because there are steps that you skip because you've spoken to somebody that already has been through it. And that right there is the main reason. Skip steps in your problem by learning from somebody that has already been through it. thank you for tuning into this episode. Do not hesitate to reach out to me if you want to chat about this topic, if you have something to say about it. I'm really happy that I could come back and chat with you all again. And yeah, I'm back. Thank you for listening. This has been Tea Time with Twombo.